Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Next contestant on Friday Trivia. 615-737-1025. It is trivia time here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. Let's see, we've got Papa John's gift cards. Let's see. Ooh. A Puckett's Grocery and Restaurant $50 gift card. Hello. Very nice. But you need to participate. 615-737-1025. Today's categories are, I'm going to be, who is your current college football coach? Who is your current college football coach? Willie, what do you got?
In honor of The Last Dance, I've got Michael Jordan / Bulls Dynasty Trivia.
Ooh, I like that.
Chase,
for me, in honor of the announcement, NASCAR trivia with May 17th, them returning to the track. And I have made it gettable for those of you that may not be the biggest NASCAR fans.
We'll see about that. But remember also, you have the lifeline, right? And that is, if you don't feel good about a question, you can instead choose to play Name That Tune and name a song that Chase is going to strum on the guitar.
You only get one lifeline.
I feel like for the you get one lifeline. But so I would say if you don't know the NASCAR, that's the route you could go.
I'm ready to go.
That is true. Okay, it's that simple. College football, NASCAR, and Michael Jordan trivia. That's what we got. 615-737-1025. Who wants to play Friday Trivia?
Is this the theme song from Friday Trivia?
I don't know. I'm making sure I have the right sounds. And the only way I can do it is this way.
Have you been polishing up your skill set?
Yeah, a little. I haven't played as much this week, but I play pretty much every day now. Somebody asked me what I've been doing during quarantine. I said a lot of guitar.
Okay.
Step right up. Step right up. Who wants to play? 615-737-1025. Let's go.
You know the drill.
And we're about to have another installment of Free Business Friday, too. So another cool promotion that we're doing here at ESPN 102.5 The Game. So that'll be cool.
It is, and you've heard us talking about it. And if you own or manage a small business and you want to let people know that you're open safely, we've got Free Business Fridays, and there's literally no catch or no cost to you. It's no strings attached, as they say. And we're giving the local businesses an opportunity to get the word out about your business. So if you would like to be involved in that next Friday, go to our website, thegamenashville.com/FBF, right? Free Business Friday. GameNashville.com/FBF for more information to get the word to us, who you are in your business, and then what we're going to do is make you a part of the show on Friday. So just keep that in mind. Like I said, it's free, no strings attached, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. We're going to do that here in a couple of minutes. But right now we need to get a couple calls in before we do that. 615-737-1025. We need you to get involved, and Mark is going to get us started. Mark, thanks for joining us. Where would you like to start?
Hey, let's do the Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan.
All right, Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan. Here is the first question. And if you've been watching the show, you're probably going to do better in this, but I will go with this to lead things off. Who was the head coach of the Bulls, Michael Jordan's rookie year?
Oh, boy. I want to say Doug Collins.
Is that your final answer?
Yes. I knew it.
Willie was baiting you.
I couldn't think of his name. Oh.
Well, there's always next week. There's always next week. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thank you.
Do you guys remember that one?
Yeah, was it Auerbach?
Yeah.
No. Oh, then I don't know.
I can picture him. I can picture him. I thought it was that was his name. It's an A, right? It's an A.
It's actually not.
It's not. Okay. Then I guess
so
I
it's
know.
One that wasn't really discussed much in the documentary.
He wasn't discussed that much.
Who was it? I thought it was Stan Auerbach, no?
What was it?
Stan Auerbach coached after that.
Willie.
Oh, Willie.
You're breaking up.
Breaking up.
Breaking my heart.
10-4 over. Willie, are you with us? Over.
I think we need a break to get the lines lighted and the lines loaded and to get Willie feeling better.
Okay.
But Kevin Lockery is the answer, if you can't.
Oh,
can you hear me better now?
Gosh, now you're back. Kevin Lockery. Who was after him?
He coached every team in the NBA, I think, at one point.
Well, who was after Lockery?
Then Stan Auerbach.
Oh, that was tough, Willie. That's come on. I thought we've been down this road. That's tough.
Then
that's how you're going to. That's how you're going to start off. Come on. We got to be better than that. That's too hard.
If you watched The Last Dance, you just watched this the other day.
It's too hard. Well, none of us got it. I thought it was Stan Auerbach, and I thought that was tough already with it being that.
All right. I'll dial it down.
Too tough.
I'll dial it down.
Too tough. Come on. We're scaring people away. 615-737-1025. We promise to be better on the other side. More calls next for Friday Trivia here on ESPN. No whammies.
No, you got to do it like this, man. Big bucks, no whammies.
Big bucks,
no whammies. Stop.
Gift cards, no whammies. Stop. Good show. I love that show.
Favorite game show.
Back here on Friday Trivia, Darren, Donnick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. We do have gift cards. Papa John's gift cards, Puckett's Grocery and Restaurant gift cards. By the way, that one is a $50 gift card. But now we just need you to jump in there and participate. Hopefully we didn't run everybody away with Willie's high level. I thought that was high level there for Michael Jordan trivia. But now Greg wants to give it a shot. Greg, where do you want to start?
Hey, the lifeline is there. Don't forget the lifeline is there. If you don't like the question, you can go to Chase and get the name that tune with the guitar riff. Just remember that.
It's a good point. Greg, where do you want to start?
It's an option for the listener.
Well, I guess I'd start with Willie because I've been picking on him in the text message a lot, so I'll start with Willie.
All right. Okay, the Bulls won their first title, as you saw in the last episode of The Last Dance, against Magic Johnson and the Lakers in 91. Who did they beat the second year in 1992 for their second straight title? What Western Conference team? Okay, I'll give you multiple choice. I'll give you multiple choice. Just to try to stay off your list because you give me a hard time on Twitter. All right? Here are your choices. A, the Portland Trail Blazers. B, the Phoenix Suns. Or C, the Seattle Supersonics.
Oh, some reason, I want to say Portland, but I think that's wrong.
Is that your guess?
I'll take the Chase Lifeline because I'm not confident in the answer.
Okay, well, are we doing?
You're going to go to Chase. Okay, so you're going to call the audible. Okay.
Okay, so he's not going to answer the question. Okay, gotcha. All right, we're
he
ready.
He wants the Lifeline.
Dang it, I know the tune. I just feel the tip of my tongue.
You said you have an answer?
I know the melody. I don't know the song it goes to.
Try it one more time, Chase.
I know the melody. I just can't get the title right now.
Pretty sure that was Bradley Cooper from A Star Is Born, so that's what we're going with. Chase, Star is
no,
Born soundtrack?
It is not.
No?
No, that is not. Willie, what is it?
Day Tripper, The Beatles.
Oh. Hey, you can't win if you don't try.
That's right. Greg, have a great weekend.
Greg,
you gave it a great effort.
I should have given you. That's what I should have done.
Oh, well.
Stone cold.
Beat you on maybe next time.
Yep. Every Friday. We do it right here. By the way, I finished Waco last night, guys.
I have
Chase,
two
I know you're getting close.
I have two episodes left.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, it's good. I've enjoyed it so far.
It's really good.
I've been a big fan of it so far.
Good watch. Now I've got to figure out today, confirm it, what's next. Wrapped up Waco last night. Willie, you need to jump on the Waco train. It's good. It's right up your alley.
I'm on it.
I'm learning a lot because obviously I was young when it all happened and so it's educational for me. But you said this yesterday that I may look at it one way starting and then I might shift and
mm-hmm.
I'm shifting a little.
Yep.
Just with how things were handled.
Yes.
And that's, you know, that's a lot I think was learned. I'm curious to, after I'm done watching it, I'm going to read more about it to learn more. But I'm curious of some of the aftermath
mm-hmm.
of the events that took place.
Yep. You will enjoy. You should be able to knock out the last two episodes in one night.
Oh, I'm doing
easily.
That tonight.
Yeah, easily.
That's happening tonight.
No doubt. All right, Willie, thanks for scaring everybody away. So appreciate it. Go on and put a bow on everything since The Last Dance has just scared the you-know-what out of everybody.
Millions of people have watched The Last Dance. I don't
that
think
is
that,
true. That's a true statement.
I just gave a multiple choice answer there. I think that could have been had pretty easy there. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. We need some players. 737-1025. I have faith that people like trivia. They want to play trivia. They want to win the $50 gift card to Puckett's. That's worth the shot. You have nothing to lose. If you don't like the question, you can test your. You can hear Chase play the guitar. Even if you don't get it right, you get to hear Chase and the many talents he has strumming the guitar. Call 737-1025 right now. I'm making the plea.
I'm a very talented person.
I believe this is going to be good radio. I believe somebody will get my next Bulls question. And it will not be too easy. You'll feel good about yourself in that it wasn't a gift. You know,
I felt
it wasn't
like
an
that
easy
one. Was
one.
Easy. That one was pretty easy.
I'm that one was easy.
That one was
so
easy.
It was Portland?
Yes.
It was Portland.
Yeah.
It was Lakers. I think if I can name some of the teams he played, it was the Lakers, the Jazz twice, the Supersonics, the Blazers, and then I'm blanking on one team. Those
Charles
are
Barkley.
Yeah, there you go.
Phoenix?
The Suns. So in order, it was the Lakers, then the Portland Trailblazers with Clyde Drexler and Danny Ainge, among others. Then it was Charles Barkley and the Suns in 93. Then he took a break. Then came back. The second three-peat was the Sonics with Sean Kemp and Gary Payton. Then back-to-back against the Jazz with Stockton and Malone.
I saw where Isaiah Thomas this week said that Michael Jordan was the fourth best player he ever played against.
I see.
Sure. Okay. You go with that, Isaiah.
You know, one of the things, too, that gets lost in the shuffle is
they act like
all these guys were the same age. They weren't. So, like, when you're arguing whether Isaiah should have made the Dream Team, Isaiah was a little bit older than some of the guys that were picked in front of him. So that is something you factor in.
Let's go to Corey. Corey wants to try next, 737-1025. Corey, where do you want to start here on Friday Trivia?
We'll go with Willie.
All right. We just mentioned the break Michael Jordan took when he went to play baseball for a couple years. Can you tell me, when he came back, he switched his number from 23 briefly to this number. What number was it? I'll give you multiple choice.
Okay.
Was it number 6? Number 45? Or number 51?
45.
That is correct.
Okay.
Is this Chase, you got to come strong with like the good music for a correct answer. That's our first correct answer of the hour. You got to come strumming in there with some good stuff.
I know. I wasn't really meaning to do that. That was kind of a oops on my part.
Okay.
All right, Corey, where do you want to go next?
Let's go to Chase.
All right, so you want to do some NASCAR trivia.
Do I want to do NASCAR?
Well, that's where you're going here.
Okay. Sure.
All right. This driver won the 2004 and the 2014 Daytona 500 when Darren made me leave. Which driver won the 2004 and 2014 Daytona 500?
And you thought mine were hard?
God, yeah.
Gotta give a multiple choice. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay, I can give you multiple choice.
Or remember, you have the name that tune option.
I'll give him multiple choice.
Corey doesn't exactly know. Remember that I made you leave the track.
That's true.
And we didn't see the rain out to its completion.
All right. The choices are Jeff Gordon, Jimmy Johnson, Tony Stewart, or Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Jeff Gordon, Dale Earnhardt, and who?
Jeff Gordon, Jimmy Johnson, Tony Stewart, or Dale Jr.?
I can tell you right now, I'd taken the guitar.
I have no idea about NASCAR.
Take the guitar. Take the name that tune option. You don't have to answer it.
I'm gonna go with Dale Jr. I have no idea.
That's a good guess, because you're right.
Holy crap.
Good job not listening to me.
When in doubt, go Dale Jr.
All right, for the win. This Big 12 football coach coaches the Kansas Jayhawks. Who is the current head football coach for the Kansas Jayhawks?
I believe it's Les Miles, unless he's been fired.
Is that your final answer?
Yes. Yes.
There we go. Give him the riff, Chase.
A $50 gift card from Puckett's.
It's his choice. He can go pizza or Puckett's. So.
Oh, pizza or Puckett's.
Pizza or Puckett's.
Sounds like a good Friday night.
Yeah.
I'm going pizza for sure. I got a pregnant wife at home, so.
There you go. Well, Corey, we'll put you on hold. We'll get your info. And
awesome.
Congratulations. First winner here on Friday Trivia.
We got a winner. We got it.
Got a
We're
winner.
On a roll.
737.
Keep it coming.
We have people on the line, too, so this is good.
Steve, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, what's happening?
Where do you want to start?
Jordan. Hello?
Willie. Jordan.
Oh, Jordan. I thought you said Jordan. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here's the question. Jordan stepped away. He retired, and he went and played baseball. He played in the White Sox organization in this double-A town from the Southern League. Can you name the city that he played in? Was it A, Nashville? Was it B, Birmingham? Was it C, Memphis? Or was it D, Chattanooga?
I'm going to go with Birmingham.
That is correct.
Well done.
All right.
NASCAR or college football head coaches?
I'm going to have to go with the college football head coach.
All right, let's go to the Big Ten with 14 teams. Who is the current head coach of the Minnesota Golden Gophers?
Oh, my God. Mike Leach?
Mike Leach, is that your final answer?
Oh, I guess so, yeah. Not too confident.
Mike Leach does like boats, or should I say ships and pirates. But this coach likes to row a boat, not a ship. Does that ring a bell?
All right.
Ring a bell? P.J. Fleck rowing the boat? Everybody rowing the boat together? No?
Yeah, I know. No. I was going to, if hints were allowed, I was going to say row the boat.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Thank you, Steve.
Right.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
That's right. P.J. Fleck. He's been there now, what, 3 years, 4 years? In Minnesota? Maybe this would be going into his, I think he's got 3 years there, I think.
That seems right.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back. More Friday trivia, if you like. 615-737-1025, 737-1025. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase next. It's Friday trivia time, 615-737-1025. It's catching on. It's spreading. We've got people who want to participate, and that is a good thing. Let's go to Scott. Scott, you're up next on Friday Trivia. Where do you want to start?
I guess let's go Jordan.
Didn't sound very confident with that, but okay, let's go Jordan.
Okay. I mean, all the easy questions have been taken, it seems like.
Well, you never know. Okay. In 1985, Michael Jordan had that great series against the Boston Celtics that you may have seen, in which he scored 63 points. That Bulls team was not very good. They won only 30 games. And, of course, Michael Jordan was injured during the season and it was limited in how many minutes he could play. On that team, the Bulls acquired longtime superstar George Gervin, who had four previous scoring titles in the NBA for the Spurs. What was George Gervin's nickname?
The Iceman. Mm.
The Iceman is correct.
That is correct. All right, where do you want to go next?
George Gervin was on that team. Can you believe that?
Wow. College football coaches, current college football coaches, or NASCAR?
Football coaches.
All right, let's head up the road just about an hour north of us. Who is the current Hilltoppers of Western Kentucky? Who's their current football coach?
I'm going to have to take a lifeline on this.
Okay. What if I told you he was the offensive coordinator at UT before he took this job? Last year was his first full year. He was the offensive coordinator at Tennessee, and then he took this job. Does that help you, or do you want a guitar riff from Chase?
Oh, it's guitar.
Okay.
All right.
All
movie Wild Thing by the Troggs.
That is correct.
Well done. Nicely done. Nice. All right. NASCAR for the win.
And you've used a lifeline. All right. Name.
Oh, boy.
There are three 7-time Cup Series champions in the history of NASCAR. I just need you to give me one of them.
Bill Elliott.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Seemed pretty confident with it.
He did. He did. Unfortunately, that is not correct. Three 7-time Cup Series champions are Richard Petty,
J.J.,
Dale Earnhardt Sr., and the most recent, Jimmy Johnson. Sorry, Scott.
Sorry, Scott. He sold it well. I thought he was.
He did.
Did.
Bill Elliott only won it once.
Hey, when in doubt, go Richard Petty. Okay, in NASCAR, when it comes to records, when in doubt,
Earnhardt.
Go the Keene. Go Richard Petty. All right, let's get back to the phones. 615-737-1025. Let's go to Barrett. Barrett, you're up next. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with NASCAR.
By the way, the Western Kentucky football coach is Tyson Helton. My next hint was going to be his brother is also a Division I head coach. But Tyson Helton is what we're looking for. All right, NASCAR.
All right, Barrett. From 1993 to 2016, the 24 Hendrick Chevrolet was driven by whom?
Jeff Gordon.
That is correct.
The punk from Indiana.
Actually, California.
No, Jeff Gordon's from California. You're thinking of Tony Stewart.
Sorry, my bad.
All right, college football or Jordan?
Jordan.
All right, Barrett, here we go. Scottie Pippen, of course, was alongside Michael Jordan for all 6 titles. Scottie Pippen was actually drafted by a different team than the Chicago Bulls. He was then traded to the Bulls on draft day, but he was the 5th overall pick in the 1987 draft by what Western Conference team?
Oh, I know it, too. I was just reading about that yesterday, but I'm not confident enough. Let's hear some music.
All right.
He wants the lifeline.
Turn it up. That would be Sweet Home Alabama.
I've got to be honest. If we didn't get that, I was just
good choice to go with the lifeline, Barrett. Yeah. All right, I want to see if Chase has my answer, though, for the Jordan question. Do you remember what team drafted Scottie Pippen?
I was going to say Milwaukee.
He had the hat on, and they talked about this story a lot.
Oh, I did, actually, and now I'm blanking. Was it Milwaukee?
They're no longer a team. Just
oh, Seattle.
One.
It was not.
Supersonics.
It was the Supersonics, and they traded that pick with a 1989 first-round draft pick, which turned out to be Jeff Sanders, for Olden Polonese. He was the key guy in the trade. Olden Polonese plus a second-round pick and a first-round pick.
You don't remember Polonese? He was a good player. You don't remember Polonese?
He was, but I'd say the Bulls won that trade.
Yeah, they won the trade. I'm just saying he wasn't a stiff.
But it was 1989.
All right, Barrett, for the win. Who is the current head coach of the MTSU Blue Raiders?
Oh, Mr. Stockstill. His son was a fixture at the Special Olympics every year, and we miss him terribly now that he's gone from there.
Mr. Stockstill is the answer, and we'll give it to you. Yeah, we'll give it to you. Rick Stockstill, who was on the show this week, back on, I think, Wednesday.
That was a great interview, too, by the way. Very in-depth. You guys have been doing incredible shows lately, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, Barrett. You, too. We'll put you on hold, and congratulations.
Y'all be good.
615-737-1025. if we didn't get that the lifeline, if that didn't happen, I was just going to shut down the show for the day.
I would
just
not have
quite
blamed
honestly.
You. Would not have blamed you.
Or at least said, I'm going to shut down my portion. You guys take it home. I would have just taken off the headset and left. But that wasn't the case. Okay. 615-737-1025. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up next on Friday Trivia. Welcome in.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great, man. Hey, make it easy. I don't want to hear Chase play the music.
So you want to go NASCAR?
No, I'll wait on that. He's probably going to hit me with a hard one. Let's try Jordan.
All right, Michael Jordan. Can you name when Michael Jordan was at the University of North Carolina, they won the national championship his freshman year, 1982, over Georgetown. Michael Jordan hit the winning shot against the Hoyas, but the most outstanding player was his teammate, who ended up being the first-round pick of the Los Angeles Lakers that year. Can you name him?
James Worthy?
That is correct. It was James Worthy, 28 points. Was the most outstanding player of the Final Four.
Yep. All right.
All right.
NASCAR or college football coaches?
Let's try college football.
This former SEC head coach is now the head coach of the Liberty Flames. Who am
I? Oh, my goodness.
This former SEC football coach, head coach, is now the head coach of the Liberty Flames. Who am I?
Former SEC head coach.
SEC West head coach. Former SEC West head coach is now the head coach of the Liberty Flames. And was there last year. That was his first year.
Is this multiple choice or just got to take a shot?
Peter! Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. Sorry.
I don't know. Guys, multiple choice on this?
I think I might know who it is. I don't know which one it is.
Willie has given you a hint. Okay. This is Willie's hint. Okay?
Does
Willie's hint
is
he is coughing while saying the word cheater.
Oh.
He's coached in some unlikely circumstances, too.
He has.
SEC West coach that cheated. Oh.
That doesn't narrow down much,
hey,
does it?
You're not.
No, that makes it more common coaches to choose from.
What is the
this SEC coach
how about,
cheated?
Let's try Bowden.
What is the opposite of burning up?
Oh gosh!
The opposite of burning up is freezing.
Okay, Mike. Mikey, you have your do you have an answer?
We're trying to help you, Mike.
I'm trying. I'm trying to think. What's the opposite of burning up?
Is what?
I don't know.
There
was
a villain in the
Batman. No, what is it? What is the opposite of burning up? What is it?
The opposite of burning up is ice cold, freezing?
And your answer is?
Freezing.
Your answer is freezing?
I don't know. That's not it. I know that ain't it.
Marquise, the answer is freezing.
Can I get the answer now?
Oh, yeah, I should have got that. That was pretty weak by me.
Oh, there are people right now that just literally, we are not responsible for the ones who drove off the road.
I am a loser. I can't help it. What can I say?
We were looking for Hugh Freeze.
Now you still have to hear me play guitar now.
Oh, man.
You provided a good laugh today, boys. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
He was all around it.
All around
you,
it.
You cannot miss
a
guy.
Freezing, I thought for sure.
You can't miss a guy that coached in a hospital bed. I'm just saying.
Andy was doing fantastic. It from the booth, right? On
yes,
crutches
in the
or
booth.
Something?
No, he was in the bed.
Oh, he was in the bed.
No, he was in a bed. He was literally in a hospital bed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he was.
How about the fact that Mike was like, what's the opposite of burning up? It's freezing. It just didn't. The dots The dots just never connected. Ugh. Although that was funny. This SEC West coach cheated. Yeah, that didn't narrow it down much.
I think that's a prerequisite to get hired, isn't it?
Let's go to Matt. Matt, you're up next. Welcome in.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Where do you want to start?
Oh, Jordan.
MJ.
Jordan for the
Jordan.
X.
Okay. In 1990-91, the Bulls won their first NBA championship. On that team, they had a young man, 6'10", out of Clemson, whose twin brother played at Oklahoma. Can you name this power forward? Power forward, out of Clemson, 6'10", starting power forward. His twin brother played college ball at Oklahoma.
I want to say Horace Grant.
Horace Grant is correct.
Correct. All right, Matt.
His brother's name, Harvey Grant.
Harvey, yep. You want to go NASCAR or current college football coaches?
Let's go football.
This former NFL head coach and TV personality is now the head coach of the Arizona State Sun Devils. Who is he? Keep going. Talk it through. Talk out loud, Matt.
It's Herb.
Once again, disclaimer, as Matt talks this through, we are not responsible for people out there listening while driving that may drive off the road listening to this trivia.
It's Herm Edwards.
What did you say?
Herm Edwards.
Is that your final guess? That is correct.
That's it.
Herm Edwards, way to talk that through. All right, NASCAR for the win.
All righty. This Franklin, Tennessee resident won the 1989 Daytona 500. He celebrated in victory lane by doing the icky shuffle.
1989. Which race did he win?
Daytona 500. He's from Franklin, Tennessee.
And he did the icky shovel.
I don't have a clue.
And is a current car dealership owner.
He got the lifeline.
He owns a car dealership.
Just retired from broadcasting. What'd you say?
Darryl Walter.
There you go. That is correct. Boogity, boogity, boogity.
All right, Matt. Congratulations. We'll put you on hold. Way to talk. Way to talk through it. Well done.
Thank you.
All right, we'll put you on hold and hook you up with a nice prize. 615-737-1025. And I don't think he was looking anything up because I think he was driving, I'm pretty sure. So I think he literally just talked through that, I think. I hope. Let's go from one Matt to another Matt. Matt, welcome into Friday Trivia.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm also driving, breaking the law.
What did you think, listen, these last couple contestants? That's tough, right, when they're, like, all over it?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I was I couldn't figure out the Darryl Waltrip one. I was like, God. But anyway, I'm ready, boys. Let's do this.
Okay, where do you want to start?
Oh, we'll go Jordan.
All right. In 19...
We lost you,
Willie. Oh, Willie, you broke up. Three Say feet. It again.
Willie, start over.
All right, 1997-98.
The
Bulls won their second three-peat. Now I'm on a delay, so I'm hearing myself. So in the Eastern Conference Finals that year, They knocked off the Indiana Pacers, and it took 7 games to do it. It was a tremendous, underrated series to get them to the finals. Who coached that Indiana Pacer team in 1997-98? And I will give you multiple choice. Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Was it A, Larry Brown? Was it B, Isaiah Thomas? Or was it C, Larry Bird?
I was hoping you wouldn't say Bird. I'm gonna go Bird.
Larry Bird is correct.
Yes.
All right. Current college football coaches or NASCAR?
Let's go football coaches.
All right. This guy is now on his second stint in the SEC. Currently now, I think, going into his fourth year as the head coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks. Who is he?
Will Muschamp.
Will Muschamp is the guess.
That is correct.
And that is correct. Now, finally, NASCAR for the win.
All right.
Who is the current reigning, defending, undisputed Cup Series champion?
Can we listen to some guitar?
Okay. You don't even have a guess.
That was pretty quick, yeah.
Yep. All right. Creedence, Bad Moon Rising.
That is correct.
He nailed it.
Bingo. Bingo.
Well done. Well
been a
done.
Pleasure.
Matt, put you on
it's
hold.
It's all about winning. We got
winners. You're a winner.
I am a winner. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Well done. All right, I thought that was a nice recovery. Finish strong. Chase, you're going to finish us out here.
We're done?
Yeah, we're done. That's going to put it in the books.
Semisonic's going to finish us out. But
it is. Corey Davis, fifth-year option, not picked up. Adoree Jackson's fifth-year option picked up by the Titans. That was some of the news of today. NASCAR is coming back here in a couple of weeks, 2.5 weeks to be exact, as we start the month of May. Hey, enjoy the weather today. Guys, it's going to be in the 80s this weekend. I think low 80s Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, I have plans to set up a hammock.
That doesn't sound all bad.
Nope, going to set up a hammock.
It is closing time. So thanks for all the participation. Remember, we do this every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour. Have a great weekend. Be safe. We want you back with us Monday morning at 10 a.m. We'll see you then.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.